Welcome to Got Invention Radio with your host, Brian Free.
Okay, welcome back to Got Invention Radio. Leslie Scott, president of Oxford Games and the inventor of the Jenga, author of About Jenga, the websites oxfordgames.com and aboutjenga.com. Leslie, you're with us, right?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. So, we were just ending off that last segment. So, you got that big break. You got that store there. I keep forgetting the name of it.
Harrods.
Harrods?
It's Harrods.
Harrods. Okay.
Yeah.
We don't have it here in the United
States, I believe.
But I'm thinking FAO Schwartz here, okay? So,
right.
You had an opportunity. You had a break in the action there, and you were able to get into the store. They gave you an opportunity to do a demo on a beautiful Sunday morning. and there you were. You had your game. People were passing by. And what was the response?
The response was fantastic. In that anybody passing by, I mean, the thing about Jenga is that if you see it demonstrated, it kind of catches your imagination fairly swift, very, very fast. And that was the that's what the game needed, was to get enough people to actually see it being played and take part in playing it themselves. And so the sales were very good. I mean, we're talking hundreds, not thousands at this
right.
stage, but good. And I was able, off the back of that, to both go to stores in the UK, but also in America, because in some, Harrods is fairly, well, it's certainly well known within the sort of retail trade business. So I was able to say, you know, it's doing well in Harrods, and I slowly got it into some stores in the States. Again, it was all very much, it was doing well, but there was no way that this was getting anywhere close to paying off from the investment
I'd
put in the game.
What about the other game? Did you demo that game as well?
Were you
selling both of them together in a package?
Not in a package as such, but it certainly helped to be able to say to a store, if you take, you could place orders for both games, and so they could be slightly larger orders, and therefore it was worth their while opening up an account with us.
Gotcha.
And during this process, I mean, in that 3 years of having the games on the market myself, I went from having this other game, Swipe, to being invited to design a game for it was the Great Western Railway Company. Mm. This was celebrating its 150th anniversary. They asked me to design a game to commemorate the 150th anniversary.
That's very nice.
And that was a fantastic job, because not only was it a fun thing to do, but it also, I was able to take that. They asked me to design this game. I went with this design to a games company, and a games company that was called Gibson Games, which was a very old, traditional sort of English or British games company. And so they actually published the game that I designed. So in that way, I got myself into designing games for other companies.
Well, that's great. I'm just curious, with as far as the Jenga.
Mm-hmm.
So you had some success in that store, and you sold hundreds, but not thousands of them.
Yeah.
What happened? I mean, you mentioned Hasbro
yes.
in the last segment. If it was doing well, were you able to? And with the Village, were you? And you told us earlier they weren't able to manufacture in mass quantities, but if it started to do well and you started to get that good response, why didn't you continue doing it yourself? Why did you go to Hasbro?
Well, I didn't go to Hasbro.
Or Hasbro go to you?
Well, what actually happened was that I had the game on the market in the States. And as I say, again, that we might... I sold a house. I did all sorts of things to put the money behind putting this game on the market. And it was building up, but it was building up very slowly. Meanwhile, you've got the banker knocking on the door wanting
right.
to be repaid. I wasn't able to keep up payments on a car that I had that was repossessed. So on the one side, I could feel positive vibes that the whole thing was beginning to take off, but it wasn't doing it anything like fast enough. And what happened was that a very good friend of mine, who is an American friend of mine, brother contacted me and said that he would be interested in taking on the game in Canada for me, and demonstrating it and sort of being my agent in Canada, which he did. And the game was seen in Canada by the biggest Canadian toy company. And it was actually the head of this toy company called Irwin actually saw the game being demonstrated and got incredibly excited that he'd spotted this new original unusual game that he thought would be big. And through this brother of a friend of mine, Irwin contacted me and wanted to take on the license for the game in Canada.
Okay.
And Irwin had a very which was agreed, and they took on the game. But Irwin had a very special relationship with Hasbro, the North American company Hasbro.
That's great.
And Hasbro saw the game on the Irwin stand at the Canadian Toy Fair when they launched it in 1986. And asked to take on the game for the rest of the world. I mean, that's how that came about.
So that must have been exciting, relieved. I mean, there must have been so many different things going through your mind.
It was, I had been so determined when I set out to do this whole thing on my own, and I learned very swiftly that it was going to be. Jenga needed something like. The sort of power of Hasbro, so to speak, the marketing power, apart from anything else, of a company like Hasbro behind it.
So there you go. Hasbro took it, and here you are. I mean, how did this all feel for you, and what did you learn through all this? And we're kind of wrapping up the show, so give us some advice as inventors. I mean, you really stuck it out there. I mean, nobody really knows the story behind something so successful. Now that you're sharing it, we do. But give us some advice.
Well, the advice is that if you have a very strong idea, and you're convinced of that idea, the idea is not enough. You can have this extremely strong idea, you can be convinced of it, but you do need to have some sort of marketing power behind you to put something on the market. And I mean, subsequent to Jenga, the other 30 games, I've actually put those on the market myself. But I've done that by actually being very, very certain about the size of the market I'm going for. In each case, it's not very big markets, and what I've gone is deliberately to design for a very specific market. Jenga had the potential to go big. And if you've got something that you feel has the potential to be big, you need to think long and hard about whether to do it yourself as opposed to taking it to, one of the big guys that are
right.
That have that muscle behind them.
You know, I feel like we've learned as an inventor with an idea that may not necessarily be patentable, that a trademark is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
That when you're going and you're you have that prototype and you want to take it and go to a show, be prepared and really just keep going and do the best that you can out there. I mean, it's amazing that Jenga has come this far, and it's fantastic. Congratulations on your success.
Thank you. Thank you
very
much.
It's really, really great. I'm sure people pitch you all the time with new games, right?
They do.
Hey, I got a game. Well, that's great. Leslie, we really, really appreciate having you on our show. I hope our listeners learned a lot out there. And thank you again for being on our show. Well, Leslie Scott, president of Oxford Games, the inventor of the Jenga. AboutJenga.com is her book. OxfordGames.com is her website. Thank you again for listening to Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. Build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you've never built a website in your life. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 per month. Log on now to NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
Buzz Aldrin, the second man to walk on the moon, flies again with WS Radio. Hi, this is Jack Warren, Senior VP for the WS Radio Networks, and on September 3rd, 2009, WS Radio made history by broadcasting from the only Zeppelin in the United States, high above the Southern California skies, and we launched a local station, WSRadioDC.com, the global voice of the nation's capital. We were privileged to have Buzz Aldrin join us for this historic broadcast using new wireless technology for Internet radio. We want to thank Mr. Aldrin for his service to our country and invite you to log on to BuzzAldrin.com to purchase his New York Times best-selling book, Magnificent Desolation. His autobiography, which covers his incredible Apollo 11 journey to dealing with depression and alcoholism, and his triumph over it. So go to BuzzAldrin.com. That's BuzzAldrin.com. When it comes to printers, Canon technology has changed the way images and text are put to paper. Canon's laser beam printer technology has redefined both color and black and white printing standards in over 80% of the world's laser printer. Canon's bubble jet printing technology has completely revolutionized color printing by consistently delivering new innovations from personal use and home office businesses to corporate solutions. Canon printers have the technology and reliability you're looking for. Learn more at Canon.com.
Business owners, save up to 25% on your credit card processing fees now with no contract. This is Chris Murch, founder of WS Radio. Since we have dozens of shows to help you start and grow your business, I want to give you a quick business tip. You can easily save money on your credit card processing fees with no contract. I want to introduce you to Renee. She saved WS Radio over 25% in credit card processing fees. Over the years, we've processed hundreds of thousands of dollars in credit cards, and it saved us thousands in fees. It only takes 5 minutes of your time to see if she can help. She'll give you the good news either way. She'll either save you money each month or let you know you have a good processor. Plus, she doesn't require a contract. Go month to month to see for yourself. Log on to cutcreditcardcost.com. That's cutcreditcardcost.com. It's your money. Why not keep more of it?